Welcome back to A Sip of Slim. I'm going on his drone, y'all. Welcome back. We are now ending season 4, going into season 5. This is episode 9, and we got one more episode, then we're into season 5. So, yeah, I'm back. We're going to do updates. Let's do some updates. Where I've been. Why do I keep doing these missings? It's not even really a missing. I just don't like the fact that, you know, I don't want to do a podcast every week because of the simple fact that I like building up for topics that I want to talk about. So let's do an update, then we get into the topic. So the update on me is I've been working, for one. You know, I'm not rich yet, but I will be. I've been working a lot. Some things have happened, you know what I'm saying, in between that time, job and hectic. And the other day, yeah, job had really been hectic. So, working, come home, sleeping, really just trying to take care of myself during this pandemic because people are catching corona, the Delta variant, and there was some other strain of corona that came out. It was just a bunch of bullcrap. And then also, if you guys follow me on Instagram or if you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel, I'm starting off wrong. Happy New Year. We're starting off the new year, 2022. Sorry, guys. Happy New Year. So I know the last time I talked to you guys, it was 2021. But it's 2022. Happy New Year. I hope all you guys were safe out there. And hope you guys have a good year this year. But I plan on having a good year this year. Been working, and then as you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that I be on YouTube, so I'm on YouTube a lot, and I know that's unfair to you guys, but you guys know for a fact that you have a special place in my heart because I like building up my topics so I can have something to talk about, so I give you guys some lengthy episodes, podcast episodes. So, been on YouTube, ended the year with 900 subscribers. You guys, we ended the year with 900 subscribers. I actually got my last subscriber on, I think, the 31st of December, right before the new year. So, ended with 900 subscribers. I'm currently at 925, so I've been kind of building on that. And then, what else? I've been working, doing that, and then trying to get a schedule for everything, because you guys know I'm a content creator, so I do content for just not YouTube or the podcast. I also do content for Instagram also, so I've been trying to set out a schedule. That's what I've really been doing, is setting out a schedule to try to see how I'm gonna do it, because I do want to do more and be more organized with my content, because I don't want to just throw out content any day. Like, if you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel, you know I have a schedule. I do have scheduled days and I do schedule my videos, so I want to kind of be the same way with everything. I don't want to just throw out a video and you guys don't know when that video might come out. What else? That's about it. So, today's episode is going to be a review, a 2020 year in review, basically just going over what happened in 2021. Basically, I gave you guys a summary. Last year was just basically about making sure that, you know, I stayed on top of content and doing things that I wanted to do, just making sure I did what I had to do to get where I wanted to be. So, like I said, hit 900 subscribers. That was the goal at the top of last year. So I hit 900 subscribers at the end of last year. I know some of you guys are like, dang, it took you a year to do that, but you gotta understand, subscribe me. YouTube is a different platform, and it takes a lot to get subscribers. It's just not, upload a video and you get thousands. No. So I hit 900 subscribers. I reached my goal. This year is getting monetized and hitting 1K. I'm almost at 1K, and I'm almost at 2,000 watch hours, so I've been working on that. Last year, I found out I got monetized on Instagram, so this year, we're going to start trying to learn how to use that monetization so I can start getting paid, start using my money, start getting money for it. So that's that. Then what else, guys? Just doing a lot of, you know, still applying the same pressure I applied in 2021. I'm just still applying the same pressure. I'm not, you know, giving up, not letting up for nothing. So yeah, I'm still applying that same pressure. 2022 is just gonna be a year that I'm still gonna continue to do what I'm doing and just not letting nothing get in the way. Nothing. So my goals are still basically the same. And it's not really much of a change this year, because I feel like last year I really did the best I think I ever did in life, because I really didn't let up last year. I was really on it. I was really on top of the game. So this year's the same. I'm not letting up. Just gonna do some stuff, and yeah. So for this year, for all everything, podcast, YouTube, everything, I basically just want to see growth, progression, you know, see growth and see it growing. A lot of you guys probably don't know that this podcast is officially 2 years old. So I've been doing podcasts for 2 years, and we're at almost 500 listeners. So that's pretty dope. 500 listeners, that's great. You guys show love. Even when I don't, like, upload on here, you guys really show love. My episodes, the views on it is going up, so I'm very proud of that. So I really appreciate you guys staying tuned, even though I do go missing. But it's not going missing, it's just wanting to, when I come back, I have something to talk about. Now I know it's podcasts out there that do podcast every week, but like I said, I don't have something to talk about every week. Like I said, I don't know what you guys would want to hear about every week, and I don't really talk about drama on there here, because this podcast is for entrepreneurs, and I don't want to talk about like drama and celebrity drama, because like I said, that's not getting me paid to talk about celebrity drama. I see you guys listen. A lot of my friends say they listen to my podcast, and they say they like what I talk about, because it be real. So yeah, that's about it. That's all I really wanted to tell you guys. Sorry, like what I plan on doing this year. And also, oh my god, so within this year in review thing, because it is 2022 and I haven't talked to you guys since last year, I am currently working on making sure that I don't tell anybody what I got planned. Like, that's the plan. The plan is to make sure nobody else know what I got planned. Like, telling people what is next. Like, my thing last year, I used to tell people what I had planned, and it would just go to shit. Like, it would just go downhill from here. Like, I would tell people that, and it would just, somehow, it just, the plan never comes together. So this year is more of just do, and when it happens, it happens. Don't tell anybody nothing. So I'm gonna do that this year. I'm working on it. No more telling people what my next move is. Just move. That's what that is. Don't tell people your next move. Just move. So I'm just gonna move how I've been moving, silent. And when you see me with everything I deserve, just know I did that. Period. So this podcast episode is going to be pretty short, because I just wanted to kind of give you guys a review on what is expected. Nothing changed. Still the same thing. Still going to go hard and still going to do what I got to do. But I'm pretty excited about what's going on. Like, I'm pretty excited about all the platforms. My podcast is growing. YouTube is growing. Stuff like that. So you guys make sure you stay tuned for everything, because next season is going to be good, just like every season. And I really do appreciate you guys listening, even when I don't upload like I want to. You guys stay tuned, you guys listen. So yeah, so make sure you guys continue to listen. Make sure you guys tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And yeah, so you guys know what to do. Make sure you guys follow me on all platforms. My Instagram is IAM_thepimpstress, PIMPSTRESS. I don't know why people can't seem to get that right, but, and then my Snapchat is OG.BabySlim, and my YouTube is ThePimpstress, PIMPSTRESS. One more time, PIMPSTRESS. Do not mess that up, because y'all, that's what many people ask me how to spell that, and it's just like, it's easy. You can't spell pimp and then put stress, like it's stressful, in front of it. You can't spell. So yeah, make sure you guys continue to follow me on all platforms, and I'll talk to you guys in the next podcast episode. Bye.